Shukoro and Chuva Bhakti Shri Aitoshi Mem Gimel, September 23rd, 1982, on Thursday.
We'll deal with the mitzvah of Chuva, the purpose of Chuva, Vidu, and also the Indian of the Nodum Haver. Now this year is dedicated, and every year is dedicated, to the memory of my father-in-law, the family war, Harav the Moshe Shuri, the family war. In his yortai, he's Zion Tish. Now, to start with the Rambam, a number of kashas I want to mention. And in order to answer all these kashas, so we'll have to mention certain details. The Rambam begins Hilchas Teshuva with the preamble, Mitzvot Eseh Achas. That's also part and parcel of the Lashon Rambam. It is amazing that some Chabrim of Tzvor who write Torah and the Rambam and Tshuva and the meaning of Tshuva, so they say that the Rambam doesn't mention that Tshuva itself is a mitzvah. So many Chabrim. Why? Because the Rambam is the totality of Tshuva. Halacha Aleph says as follows: Kol mitzvah shebateiro bein eseh bein lo eseh. אם עובר עודו מלאכס מהם, בין ביזודים בין בשגובו, כשיעשה תשובה ויושב מחטוי, חייף להספדס לפניותיו בורכו, שנאמר איש או איש או פייסו, וגיימר ויספדס חטוסו מאשר עושו, זה בלדבור. זו ראשון הרמב״ם, כל מצווה זה ששבת אירו, כשיעשה תשובה ויושב מחטוי, חייף להספדס. זאת אומרת, זה אומר לי זה, If a person does tshuva, he's mechuyev to the mitzvah. If he does tshuva and he doesn't couple the tshuva with a verbalization of the tshuva, with vidu, what is vidu? Vidu, essentially, is the verbalization of the tshuva. The tshuva is belief, and the vidu is the expression, is the verbalization. So the Roshna Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph is, kol mitzvah shebateiro, ki sheyaseh tshuva. If and when he does tshuva, the Yoshev Mechatoye, Chayu Misvadim. So that means he's not Mechuyev to do tshuva. But if he does tshuva, he's Mechuyev to do Misvadim. I mean, that wouldn't be Misvadim. If there is a Chiyuv to be Misvadim, to verbalize the tshuva, why should there be a Chiyuv of tshuva? But the Lashon HaRambam is capable of misleading a person. But all these Mechabalim, so they didn't see, they overlooked the preamble of the Rambam, because the Rambam's practicing before every halacha. So he mentions how many mitzvahs asei are contained in that hilchas, or how many mitzvahs lo eseh. So he says here in the preamble, mitzvahs eseh achas, in the preface to hilchas teshuva. But that's the Lashon HaRambam. Mitzvahs eseh achas, vehu sheyoshu v'achaytei mechatoi lefni Hashem v'yisvad. So we see from the Lashon HaRambam explicitly spelled out that it's not only vidu in the mitzvah, it's a chiyuv to do tshuva and to couple the tshuva with the vidu. Alright, so the Roshna Rambam means that it's a mitzvah, bein eseh bein lo eseh, im ovar od malachas mehen, bein bezod min ishgogo, to do tshuva and to be mitzvah. Vidu ze mitzvah saseh. Ketzat mitzvahdim, eimei ono Hashem, chotosi, yolvisi, poshalti, yifonecho, viyosiki, kach, vikach, והרי נחמתי ובוישתי במעשי ולאילו מניחזה לדוב הזה וזהו איקרי של וידו. So what is the essence of וידו? Yes, to say, אונו השם, חוטוסי או ויסי, פושי ולפני החוסי שכך וכך, because there is a מחלקס, in the Gemara, מחלקס הנועים, whether צורך לפרט את החט, or אין צורך לפרט את החט. So between Rav Yehuda ben Bove and Rav Akiva. So Rav Yehuda ben Bove says, צורך לפרט את החט. He cannot just be mitzvadi in general terms, chotosi, or visi for shaiti. If you, let's say, he ate the vele, he has to spell out in his vidu, or chalti the vele. If he gazzles, he has to spell out in the vidu, gazzalti. That's what the beautiful Bove says. And Rav Akiva says, no, he doesn't have to spell out. Of course, in his heart, he has to have the regret, the chavote, the remorse, but with the lips, he doesn't have to verbalize. Now, some Rishonim pass through like Rav Akiva, because Halacha is Rav Akiva Mechaverei. But the Rambam, here, the Rambam passes like Rav Yehuda ben Bove. So he says, Rosisi kach v'kach. He has to spell out the nature of the Aveira, of the sin, בפריפרי, עם דיפה, והרי נחמתי ובשתי במעשי, אולי לא מניחית גם דבדה, וזהו יקרה שלבי. וכל אמר בה, ולסוודי סומריך בניגן זה הרי דמשיך. דמי חסכים ואוכלי את הקוושן אגן דרמב״ם, כי עד הרמב״ם doesn't mention that individual has to be mivakish, he has to beseech the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for kapor. But Koshet Kapor he doesn't mention here. Rav Tzadigoi in Amunas Hideyes will soon see mentions Koshet Kapor as an essential element in the middle. And the Chiddush HaZohar also mentions it. The Rambam doesn't mention it. So, could say that according to the Rambam, it's not an essential element in the middle, even without mentioning it. Koshet Kapor. But the Rambam, so the Mechastino raises the question, the Rambam is Sifra Mitzvah, Mitzvah and Dimosh. So he does mention it about Koshet Kapor. Mitzvah and Dimosh, he should be one of his vadeis, ala aveneis, vachatoi, shechotonu with me, okay, vileima reisom imachum, vize avidu vikavenose, שיימא, אונו השם חוטוסי או ויסי ופשייתי וסיסי כך וכך ויאריך המאמו ויבקש המחירו וזהו נמיד, הוא יצטרך את השם. So he says, ויבקש המחירו. Why is it the Rambam? You know, the Chazok also didn't mention it. So I think that that's no cash. Because the Rambam doesn't mention it. But just very, very brief. Because the Rambam said, כיצד מסוודי? אימא, אונו השם. So, what does it mean on Hashem? If we were to translate into English, how would we translate on Hashem? Please, oh God, please what? Please is an expression. Ono means please. It's an expression that denotes bakoshe. If you don't ask for bakoshe, you don't entreat, you can't use the term please. Please what? I sin. So please, so what? So it's sin. Ono himself denotes Bakoshe for what? On Hashem. He's mivakish, he's entreating the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he's beseeching God. What? That is Yimechaper. So it's in shorthand terms, if he says on Hashem, so Mimele, it implies that he's asking Kapoor. Otherwise, the on Hashem doesn't make sense. So the Rambam does mention Bakoshe's Kapoor. But the Rambam, when he mentions here the order of the Vidu, so now it's Miforset in the world. Everybody says, Tshuva, there are two essential elements in Tshuva. Chavot Elova, Kabbalah L'Hava. It's Miforset. Two essential elements. But what in the Vidu, what should take place first? Whether the Chavot Elova should take place first and then the Kabbalah L'Hava, or the Kabbalah L'Hava should take place first, and then the Chavot Elova. So the Roshan Rambam here is, Ketat Mitzvadi, Eimei Ono Hashem, Chotosi Ovisi Koshaitel Fanecho, Viosisi Kach Vikach, Viarei Nechamti Ubeishti Bimata. This is expressive of Chavot Elova. The regret for the past, for the sin. Uleilo Minchitel Dovade, that's expressive of the Kabbalah L'Hava element. So the Rambam is formulating the Vidu and the order of Tshuva, so he mentions Chavot Elova first, Kabbalah L'Hava second. This is in totality of Tshuva Halacha. But the Rambam is the base of Tshuva Halacha base, so the Rambam says as follows, Umayi Tshuva, Hu Teyadu Fachintei Chafoei V'yoshirei Nimachshavtei V'yidmer B'libei Shelo Yaseh Yoi שנאמר ידו יפרוש את דרכי וכן יסנחם על שאובה שנאמר כך וישובי נחמתי. So he says ויועידו לו פידי התאווילאיז שלו יושב לזה החטא לאילום שנאמר ולנאמר ידו להינו למעש ידינו ויצוריך להסוודיס בסבוסוף ולאמר עניון אסעירו שגום הבריבת. So that word, he has the video means that he has to verbalize the enjoying the elements of tshuva that he has to entertain in his heart. So, what is the order that Rambam mentioned in the tshuva do'er? Umayi atshuva sheyadet achiti chatoei v'yosirin machshavtei v'yidma b'libei shel yaseyoei שנאמר יד יפרוש את דרכי וכן יסנחם על שובה. So first he mentions the element of עזיבס החטא and קבול אל הרבה, and then he mentions the element of ניחום הלובה, הרות הלובה. So, and what he says, so maybe there's a difference between the tshuva glev and the viduk peh. In the tshuva glev, so the element of kabbal lahabe has to precede the element of charot elova. But in the verbalization, so it's the other way. So the element of charot elova is to precede the element of kabbal lahabe. But the Rambam concludes in the base halacha base, so that implies that the vidui peh should follow the same order of shalo yasei yoeid, and then yisnachim al shova. So there is a sphere between the Rambam Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. There he says that in the order, so harot yova comes first, and then kabbal habe, and here he says that in the order of the vidui, so kabbal al habe is mentioned first, and then charot elova. Rabbi Yehine, in Shari Tshuveh, he discusses that question. In other words, one could say, what difference does it make? What is first? Both have to take place. What is first doesn't matter. Let him realize the charot elova first, let him realize the kabbal al habe first, as long as he realizes both. One could say, and it wouldn't be unreasonable, but we see that Rishonim didn't think that way. You see that the Rambam, in one aloche, he emphasizes the order of charot elova first and then kabbal habe, and in the other aloche, the other one. So we have to understand, how is it? So there's a balance there. Rabbi Yehine makes a distinction between two kinds of sinners. The Rabbi Yehine in Shari Tshuva, in Shari Vishen, paragraph Yudalet, if you dale, so it makes a distinction between a sinner who was just nichshul once in a certain aver. Yitzchak took fail and he committed an aver once, but he's not a habitual sinner. And another sinner who not just was ever once an aver, but who habitually violates a certain misa, an ichon neveilas beligilus, and someone who just was nichshul once in eating neveil. So Rabbi Yehine says as follows: if it is just a casual sinner who was either aver once, so of course he has to realize charot elova and kabbal habe. But then such a person so has to realize the charot elova first and then the kabbal habe. But if he's a habitual sinner, not he was either once, so then he has to realize the kabbal habe first and then the charot elova. So he says as follows. In Sif Yudalev, Shah Rish, who yikir Hashem yaziv esachet, ki yaziv drocho foroim v'yigna b'chol v'vovei, ki lo yoysif loshuv v'derech hazei, v'imogen po al yoysif koline shenema, shuv v'shuv v'u, se posik nircheske wa megil, shuv v'shuv v'u idak yichem oroim, v'nema, re posik nirishayo, yaziv kosh edarki, v'da, ki mi ashachoto al derech mitche, just casually, ki yisavo tsaavo v'yersach kol of yitzvei v'yistifeyu, v'leilech chelzu rayeneiso, ראינו בחושו, בפידיבי, ולמיהו, ליגר בימתבו ויחף, על כן יגרנו היצא בחרומו, ונופל במחמירו, לפי שעושי וייטי, ביישרו החייצא רוב מבעל עושי, ולא עם מה שחפצי יוצא נרינצא יבני, ולעסס קומי ואחדים. ראשיס, תשובה זו איש הזה, זו דור, דור, פיש תשובה, החרות. So that's the first thing. חרות הם must come first. Vis-a-vis, a person who just committed an aver once. So the charote has to take place first. V'rosim yogim b'libei al chatosei v'yes nefesh na'ano u'moro chalano achichem yeisi v'choleim yiras Hashem v'nafshei v'yitei chitas olekim b'lvodei v'choleis ad asher yi enochim libei botu av Hashem ki im yeisif yavro boi hayeitzea v'yivgisheu kifam lifam v'rabo olof tavosei tamish v'tov ishei v'yir nifte libei olof v'yazev darakei כמו שנאמר עומד רבי בפירוחן הזכיר תחילו ומוידה על החרוטה ועבידו והכך נעזר אך הוי שם יצאי על דרך לא יפטוי בתמי suppose he is a habitual sinner וגבר על חטוב דבר בחוליים ושנה ביבלתי ושוב במבוצוסי גם פיום עם רמץ וחולי זה מבוריה ומכשל עבד יוסי נחח פונו רצי נרימה הטבו והייצה וחפצי וגם עושי אשר יפוצה ממנו כל אשר יוזם לעסיס ראשיס תשובס הוא איש הזה, לעזי דלתי ומחשבת יורו, ולהסכים לקיים ולקבל לא לופרי בעל נציב לחם. So vis-à-vis such a person, a habitual sinner, so the first thing that he has to do, kabbalah. Achekei, yischoreit ala leis of anishkoseis, yoshef ala shem, mishenema, yadif hoshet darkei, v'yishoven, machsheleis of yesho ha-shem yirachmeyu. V'amoshol baze, limi yizmayrech, in order to explain it, limi sheiches ha-sheretz, ובוליד בלילתויה, כי יניח השרץ תחילו, והרקי ניבל מאיתו, וכל זמן שהשרץ ביודה, איתו מוסדה, בין התחילו מאילו, ונעזיב את מחשדת החיים, כי השלוח את השרץ, והרותו מהשכותו, והבידו והתחילו, בנקי מהתחילו. In other words, let's say, suppose somebody holds a שרץ, so he's coming, he has to be taken. So if he just holds a שרץ, and he didn't hold it very firmly, so not a particle of the sheretz sticks to his hands, so then in order to realize the good feeling, all he has to do is just to throw away the sheretz and immerse himself in the mikveh. But if he has been not only holding the sheretz, he has been holding it with a firm grip in such a way that particles of the sheretz stick to his skin, so then he cannot just throw away the sheretz, because particles of the sheretz are still sticking, adhering to his skin. So Taylor will be a Taylor Sheretz. So then he has to rub off the sheretz from his skin. So that's the motion. Now if he is habitual sinner, so then he's rooted in Aveire. If he's rooted in Aveire, so then he has to realize the Aziva Sachet in a full way, with Kapole, with a firm determination, and then Harabot. This is what Rambam means. But of course the Rambam, I don't think any other issue distinguishes between the casual sinner and the habitual sinner. So in the Rambam we find this spirit between the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, so there he says that Harot Elohova is first and then Kabbalah Habe, and in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, he says that the Kabbalah Habe is first and then the Harot Elohova. Now, so how can we reconcile these two rabbis? Now, so it seems to me that appears from the Rambam, and that appears from Rabbi Yehuda, and that appears from Rav Sadie Goyim and Munez Ideas, and that appears from the Chiddush of the Shara Tshuva in Chiddush Halvoris, that there are two mechayvim of vidu. There are two mechayvim of vidu. Now the Rambam says in Perek Aleph, Milches Tshuva, so he says, v'chei ברכתויס והשומס בין שמבין קורבניסיין על דוגוסון ועל דיינון אין מסחפי אלוהם וקורבנון עד שיעשו תשובה וישבדו וידבור שנאמר וישבדו השחות הארץ וכן כל מחיובי מיסס בזד ומחיובי מלכס אין מסחפי אלוהם ומסוסון ובוטיוסון עד שיעשו תשובה וישבדו וכן החבר בחבר והמזיק מומני אף אותי ששילם לוי מה שהוא חייב לי, אין משחק פירה שנסבדה ליושב ואסס כזה לאילו, שם כל חתיס עולם. זה ספרי. זה ספרי says, that vidu is מעט כמו כפורס. In כפורו, he says, בזן. And that's the הלוכה. Anyone who is made till a hurry, he says, בזן, had to be מסבדה. And vidu is מעט in כל קובונס. Without vidu, there couldn't be any כפור. So one מחייב of vidu is the כפור. In other words, the Rambam says, when a person does averes, so he has to do tshuva and be misvade, so he is mechuyev to be misvade. Why? In order to attain kapot. Now, the Mechaschinuch raises the question, but the teretz is very simple, and the Mechaschinuch himself says that, even though not in such clear terms, but he says that the Rambam says that vidu is makif in kapot, and it is a free. Now, Mora says in Gdushin, if someone is mikavish an ishu, and he happens to be a Rosh Gomo. And but he says, Hariyat Mekudeshes Ruya Amunah Shani Tzadigom. But everybody knows he's a Rosh Gomo, he's a living Amizore. So, in Kudeshes. Why? Misopik Mekudeshes. Chai Shinon Shemohiyo Tshuvadavud. So, anyway, even though no one saw that he was moving with his lips, so that means Vidu is lacking. So the question is, even if he was Mehara Tshuvadavibay, but Vidu is the pe. Vidu cannot be realized very. The pe. Everybody knows that he wasn't his father. So there is a very simple test. Tshuva accomplishes two things. First of all, tshuva changes the status of the first. In other words, somebody, let's say, was an Eichon Levavus, so he's postulated. If he does tshuva, so then he becomes postulated. Someone is Mechal Shabbat Farasi, he has a deal of a mumah, the Cholatir Kolet. If he does tshuva, he's no mumah, he becomes a tzaddik. So tshuva, one effect of tshuva is that tshuva changes the status, the spiritual and moral status of the person. It changes the person from a status of a roshe and the chayte into a status of a tzad. Into a status of a tzad. That's one thing. But then tshuva is mechapa. Of course, many times when Gemara says mechapa, so Rashi says, l'rogin olof na'isori. But mechapa means that it wipes out the sin. But kapora, that's something else. For example, Rebbe Shita is that all Adir Eshet Eteiro except for Mefebris, Migalopon Bateiro. So Yom Kippur is Mechaper without you. Will Rebbe say that if a person is an Eichon Leveiros the whole year, an Eichon Leveiros, and then Yom Kippur passed by, he didn't do Tshuva. So, and the Maor, or Mitzoy Yom Kippur, he becomes special Eichon, just like that. Even though he didn't achieve, of course, it's an impossibility. The answer is, Rebbe only says that Yom Kippur is mechaper without tshuva. It attains kapore without him, to protect him against Yisurim and so on. But the Shem Roshi is not pota without tshuva. So even so far as kapore is concerned, so there are doubts with the kapore in the more nations. Tshuva is a mechaper, Yom Kippur is a mechaper, Yisurim is a mechaper, Misa is a mechaper. Doubts with kapore. In regard to the Hafko Hashem Roshe, only tshuva can be mafkir Hashem Roshe. Not Yom Kippur, not Yisurim, not Nisei. Only tshuva can be mafkir Hashem Roshe. So Mimele, Vidu is miakev in Kapor, but Vidu is not miakev in the Hafko Hashem Roshe. Here he says, Al Menas Shani Tzadik Omo. He didn't say, Al Menas Shani Mechuper Al Tola Vereza. He says, I'm not Shani Tzadi Gomo. So, Hashim Hashem Yor Chivu Lide. He didn't do Vidu. Okay, so he didn't do Vidu. But that's only Ma'akif in the Kapor. That's a Gomo Poshu. As a matter of fact, the Michas Chinuch himself really says it. Now, so, Mimele, in respect to Vidu, so there are two Mechaibim of Vidu. Vidu, one Mechaib of Vidu is in order to have Kapor. How do we know that the Kapor is the attainment of Kapor is the Mechaib of the year? Because the Rambam says in Perikal Baloch Aleph that all Balei Chatois Vashomeis and anyone who gets Malkes, he is Mechuyev to the Misvah. So what is the purpose if somebody brings a korban to the Misvah in order to attain Kapore? There's the Sifri that without Vidu, so there couldn't be any Kapore. So one Mechayev of Vidu is Kapore. Then, the Shari Tshuva, Rabbi Yenek, talks about Darki Tshuva. The Chivas Al-Vaveis, now the Chivas Al-Vaveis was written in Arabic, and it was translated by Rabbi Yehuda Tiven into Russian Kiddush. So in the way, we cannot know what kind of a term Rabbi Bachye used, but in the translation, so instead of Darki Tshuva, so he uses the Russian Pnoi Tshuva, conditions preceding to the effectiveness of Tshuva, but it means the same thing. The Rambam also uses the Russian Darki Tshuva. Now, Darki Tshuva is not an Indian of the Midas Chassidus. Darki Tshuva is also implicit, included in the mitzvah of Tshuva. The Tshuva is not the Tshuva Gmura. It's not the ideal Tshuva unless the person realizes not only the essential elements of tshuva, but also the tnoiha tshuva, as Rabbi Bachye calls it, or darki tshuva, as Rabbi Yehine calls it. Now, but there are certain things that are the constituents of tshuva, without which it's not tshuva. That's harot elova, kavol abe, or esam rishenim. The Rambam uses the expression Aziva Sache, the Kabbalah Habe is one, and then Chavot Elova is two. But Hasan Goyen and Rabbi Nevachye, they count it as three. And then they mention also Bidu, but that's only in regard to Kaforet. So they mention Aziva Sache as one, and Kabbalah Habe is the second element, and Chavot Elova as the third element. And then also Vidu and Bakosh Kapor as a fourth element. But where is the Rambam? Counts it as two. So Rafsadi Goyen in the Munis Vidayis and Rabbi Bachi and Chimis Alvovis and Shara Tshuve counts it as three. So if you want, you can say it's a matter of semantics. There is no machlokes. But there is a possibility that it's not a matter of semantics, that there is an essential question involved as to whether we count Aziva Sachet and Kabbalah Habe as one, or we count it as two. If I'll have time, I'll discuss it, but it's not Negea right now. Anyway, so one Mechayev of Vidu is Kaporet, because without Vidu, one could not attain Kaporet. Then another Mechayev of Vidu is, as it appears from Rabbi Yehuda and Shari Tshuva, and from the Rosh Rambam also, Darki Tshuva. Now, here the Rambam in Perik Aleph, Milches Tshuva, Halochei Aleph, so he mentions Vidu from the point of view of Kapot. Vioraye, he mentions Kol Chayo Vechatois, Vashomeis, Beishim Levin Kovoniseyen, Alz Begoson, Alz Deinon, Emis Chapiolem, Vikovonon, Achi Yasu Tshuva, Achi Yasu Tshuva, Vizvad, Vidu Dvori, Shenel Nisvan Shafat Olel. So we see, here he emphasizes the Mechayev of Kapot, but in Perik Beis, he doesn't talk about Kapot. He doesn't talk about Kapor. He doesn't mention Kapor in the whole Perik Beis. He does not mention Kapor. He doesn't mention. But he says, Umayi Atshuve, Izeu Tshuve Gmure, Umayi Atshuve, Hushiyazev Achite Chatoye, Viyosirin Machshavte, Viyimabliwe, Isho Yaseyoi, Shenema Yazev Hoshet Arakei, Vechim Yitzlachim Al Sheova, Shenema Kach Yishuvi Nechamti, Viyoido Ophiri Et Arumish, Yoshem Zahachet Leilom, Shenema Vunim Arei Yidore, Reheinu Limas Yodeinu, Vitzorech Lispadis, Bisfoso, the way Marion is able to believe it. Kapori doesn't mention, but he mentions it so that his father is Biswaso. The way Marion is able to believe it. Then he says, now Hedimo, Kora Miswade Vidvorin Vedoma Believe Razi, Haris a day where we table with Sheriff Yode, she had two nervously at Yash with Hasheret, the Hilayo made the Yeruchan, it's all with its head, she had our own Hoto, Mazer, Hato, Devo, by Yasu and Marizo. Then in our Hedalet, he says, Midalke Hachu, Lies Hashov, say, Tommy with Neashem. Now it's the ideal way of realizing Darkei Tshuva. The ideal way is really Hashem Bifri Yisachnun. What does that mean? That means Chavot Elova, Vidu. Chavot Elova and Bakosh Eskapore, but it means Vidu. It means Hashov Tzeik. What did he say? He said, he asks the Rebbeinu Shalom, Kapore, and he's Misvade. In the Tzaake he's Misvade. So he says, that's in Darkei Atshuva. Ve'eset zdoko kifikeichem. U'mizrachik harbe min adobo shechoto boi. U'misham eshmoi kloim rani achi yobein eizir ish. She'oso eison amasi. U'misham emasof kulo mitivo. U'derech nishor. V'gele min keine. She'golus mechaper esove mitne shikiremes le'yichona. V'minis ono vish shval ruach. So the Kestmishne says, where did the Rambam find these that that's in Darkei Atshuva? All right, please, Hashem, say, Shtomit with me, Hashem. So we can say that's Vidu. But Vidu means Vidu. Here the Rambam says, just Vidu is not enough. The Vidu has to be realized in Soko. It has to be emotionally grounded in Soko. Where did the Rambam get that? So the Kesemishne says, the Rambam got it from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Zayin. Omer Reb Yitzchok, ארבו דבורים עיקרים גזרדים של אודם ואילו הם סטוקו, סיוקו, שינו השם ושינו מייסה וישם למחשין ומוקים ועל הי דבורים אילו רומס רבינו בדבור הבן so he says, סוקו the four things that are מקריה that undo the גזרדים of an אודם so סוקו ויש השוף צייק תומד לפני השם בפני סחינים that's סוקו סדוקו, רבי יצחוק מנשן סדוקו והיא עושה צדוקו כפיקחת. So, then, he says, שינו השם. So, שינו השם, according to Rambam, doesn't mean just We give him Yunei. All right, that is the basis. That's the practice. Someone is sick, Chas V'Sholem. So a new name is everything. But that's only as a means to an end. The importance of adding a new name is to impress upon the person who is overtaken with trouble that he has to change his identity. It's not the new name per se that is important. That's what Rambam says. Umishana Shmei, Kalima, Ami Achei, Oveini Eizelish. He has to realize that a total change has to take place in his own, in his whole plebeius, in all his internal. So, Umishana Maisofu, Mitoivo, Uderachisho, Vigelim and Kenev. That's the Yeshemri Afshinomokim. So what does it mean, Afshinomokim? It's not. Some people make a mistake. They think that the purpose of Shino Moke is in order that he should be tormented. No, Chassishon. The Torah doesn't want that a human being should torment himself. But what is Darki Tshuva? Darki Tshuva, the path of Tshuva. What is the path of Tshuva? What is the path of Tshuva? That means, in other words, Chassishon, what he says, that when we say there is clear options, so it doesn't mean that every person is free to choose in every context and in every environment, free to choose between virtue and vice. Someone who has been a gambler many years, and then he wants to do tshuva. So he can do tshuva. Of course, that's a chesed that the Rebbe Shalom bestows upon a human being, that no matter how deeply rooted he is in sin and in crime, there is a way to extricate himself from that vicious cycle. But he has to embark upon a derech, a path of virtue. Derech ha-chayim, the derech ha-modes. There is a path. It's like a person who drives a car, and if he makes the wrong turn, he embarks upon the wrong lane, so he cannot make a detour immediately. Sometimes he's forced to keep on driving for miles until he's able to make a detour and to turn back. So if a person is addicted, has been addicted to drugs, he's a gambler, he can do tshuva, but not by continuing his commingling with his heretofore friends, and he'll always choose the path of virtue. That's an impossibility, the Chavis Al-Govi says. It's impossible! It's impossible. Habol itaya misayin, he says. Because without the siyua, Nachalish Boko, it's impossible to do tshuva. That's the pshat in the Yerushalmi. I'm not saying it there, Hashkofe Baalme, I'm saying it Al pi aloche. That's the pshat in Yerushalmi. The shalom of chokhmo. Chayti maudinei. So the chokhmo answered, chatoim tirad efro. Shalom of nivuo. Chayti maudinei. So the nivuo answered, hamevish achita as Thomas. Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Yerushalmi mentions also shalom eteo. But that's not important now for our Indian. Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chayti maudinei. Yad tshuva yishabarei. So what is it? Who is the source of nivuo? Yaotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how is it that the Nebuah gave a different answer, and the Akadosh Baruch Hu a different answer? And who is the source of Chochmo? If it's real Chochmo, so Akadosh Baruch Hu is the source of Chochmo. So how is it that Chochmo said, Chatoin Teradifro? The answer is, Chochmo gave a very intelligent and a very true answer. Chatoin Teradifro, that's a policy. A sinner, a criminal, one who is rooted in sin, so according to the principle of causation, of cause and effect, there is no way out. But it's a chesed that the Rebbe Yisholom granted to man. A big chesed. It's an unnatural chesed. It's a metanatural chesed. Habol itaya misayin, he said. So, when is he able to change his identity? Only if he embarks upon the path of virtue. So that's the aloha that the Gemara in Sanhedrin says. That chotei, Gemara in Sanhedrin. If somebody is a malvei d'ribi, so he's supposed to lay this in the rice. So, according to most Roshenim, he's possibly a Shemirah. There are some Roshenim that say that he's not possibly a Shemirah, because the other fellow gives it to him in Zayin. But most Roshenim say that he's possibly a Shemirah. So, main Messiah, he has a Hoso, if he does Shuvah, so when can he be considered as Kosher Leides? As Kosher Leides? So, when they'll tail up all the Shtores, and they will undertake the minimum birth, not to be malve the ribis, even tenakum. But ribis tenakum is muter. The answer is, the Gemara says, the market, kach be rinosam b'neshech, after Ribi's Dachum. So even though Ribi's Dachum is Mutter, but it's not such a the ideal thing. Even to take it from an Akos is not the ideal thing. So if somebody never was involved with Ribi, never took interest from Israel, he's allowed to take Ribi's from an Akos. But somebody who addicted himself to taking of Ribi's from Israel, so then he has to go to the other extreme and to wipe out every vestige. Because if he will continue taking Ribi's from an Akos, so then he will not be embarking upon the path of Tshuva. That's impossible. So that's the halacha of Darkei Tshuva. That's why the Gemara that pertains to heaven says that if somebody is malveh, so he can only become kosher eides, only if he will undertake never to take interest even from an akum. Why? Because of Darkei Tshuva. Darkei Tshuva. A person is not free to choose between good and evil all the time. He has, in order to choose good, he has to embark upon the lane of virtue, on the derech ha-chayim, but to embark upon the derech ha-moves, upon the path of sin, to mingle with gamblers and drug addicts and all kinds of criminals, and at the same time, well, I have freedom of will, I'll always choose, I will not allow myself to be influenced by my friends, I'll do the right thing. That's an impossibility. So that's Darkei Tshuva, is the path of Tshuva. So Mimele, Darkei Tshuva means, that's what Rabbi Bechai calls Knoya Tshuva, conditions precedent to the effectiveness of Tshuva, without which, not that the Tshuva is no Tshuva. So there are certain things that are being said as Tshuva. Rabbi Yehuda pointed out, Charotolova, Kvolave, Aziv Sachet, Kvolave, Charotolova, that's the constituent of Tshuva. Without that, it's not Tshuva. But then, there are certain things that are not the constituents of Tshuva. It can be Tshuva even without it. But it's Darkei Tshuva. These are the things that are conducive to the effectiveness of Tshuva, so that Tshuva will be everlasting and will not, Chas v'Sholem, revert back and fade away. So that's Darkei Tshuva. So the Rambam mentions, what does it mean, say Ktomit Bin Hashem? That means vidul, abundant vidul that is emotionally grounded. That's what Seik means. Seik doesn't mean he should cry because he wants to make money. That's not a Seik. Seik means Seik for things. So that's vidul. So that means that there are two mechayvim of vidul. One mechayv of vidul is kapor, because without vidul, there couldn't be any kapor. And then another mechayev of vidul is Darkei Tshuva, because if a person goes tshuva and he is not misvade, so then the tshuva is on very risky ground. It's not so certain that the tshuva will be everlasting. So in order to make it lasting, so we have to verbalize this tshuva. And because if he only fixes it in his heart, so it will not make an impression upon him. But if he verbalizes it, not once and not twice and not three times, but day after day. So that's why one time it says that Averish is father and Yom Kippur Shehova, Chizeh, and his father and Yom Kippur Abo, but he already had Kapore. Because if the head is not in every tummy, he might slip away. He might revert back. It happens many times, Bali Tshuva, and then they revert back. Why? Because they became Bali Tshuva, but they did not embark upon the path of Tshuva, upon the path of earth. So in the way, Vidu is also necessary in order to preserve the Tshuva. So Vidu is a preservative of Tshuva. He shouldn't revert back to Yisur HaRa. So maybe there are two mechayvim of Tshuva. One mechayv of Tshuva is Kaporet. And the other mechayv of Tshuva is Darkei Tshuva. And Rabbi Yehuda and the Chayyim Salvodei, they all say it explicitly, that the mitzvah of Tshuva implies not only to realize the essential elements of Tshuva. Chagos Lola, Chabal Hagel, the constituents of Tshuva. But we need to realize the doubt of Tshuva, the things that are necessary in order to preserve the Tshuva, so that it should be lasting. So, in any way, the Rambam in Pirkei Avot, Hilchos Tshuva, Halacha Aleph, very discusses Zidur from the point of view of Kaporet. So from the point of view of Kaporet, so the predominant element is Chagos Lola, from the point of view of Kaporet. I mean the expression of his that he has remorse, regret, that he sounds, that's the predominant element. In order to take Kaporet, so he has to emphasize the element of remorse, of regret, bullshit. So that's why in the Talmud of Hashiva Aleph, the Rambam mentions Chagos Lola first, and Kabbalah the second. But in Pirkei Beis, Halacha Beis, he doesn't even discuss Kapor. There he discusses the mitzvah of Vidur from the point of view of Dar Kitshuvah. So in Dar Kitshuvah, on the contrary, Sahiva Tachet, Kabbalah Habe, is the predominant element. And then, and the element of remorse is only of secondary importance. So that's why he has to mention and emphasize the elements of Adilat Tachet and Kabbalah Lahabit first, and then Chagos Lola. Right, that's the plain status of it. Now, I would like to discuss the meaning of Aveiros Shel Inodim Chavurah. the two concepts of kaporet and darkei tshuva, we wouldn't be able to understand the whole idea of avirah shebinod u'machaber. The Mishnah in Yume, Perek Yom HaKippurim, that the Hei Yom Beis, says as follows. Aveirei shebin odom lemokei, Yom HaKippurim lechaper. Aveirei shebin odom lechaverei, Eini makirvei lechaper, Asher atzes chaver. In other words, if somebody committed a sin, an aveir, against the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Rebbeinu in Trenke, in Yosef Bacholo, he was shatnes. So then, if he does tshuva, and of course, and in Kippur, so it's lechaper. Yom Kippur, together with Tshuva, is Mechaper Kapore Gure. Even Alei says, Sheyei Vomalkes. That's what the price in Yom. But Avera Shel Olam Chaverei, suppose he stole, he robbed, he hurt people, he hit people, so he slandered people. So then, Eifni Makipurim Mechaper Achei Yeratzes Chaver. So Yom Kippur cannot attain Kapore for him, until he appeases, he apologizes, and he appeases the neighbor whom he wronged. How do we know that? So the Mishnah says, "Ezuto Rashi Beza Benazal, Mikol Chatisichem Mitzvah Adishem Titor, Adir Eshem Nodu Mimokei Imakipomim Echap, Adir Eshem Nodu Chaverei, Ein Imakipomim Echapir Achir Ratzes Chaverei." Because the Torah says, "Lachemes." ואם אז זה יחפר עליך מתי רסכם מכל חפיסיכם לפני יד השם תיתור. So the Pasuk says, לפני יד השם, before God, תיתור. That means you can be ניתר, you can be מחופר, only of the אבירס כלפי השם. אבירס לא דומות. But, אבירס לא דומות חברי. So אם כיפר כן אדם חפר. Unless he is מרצה את חברי. Unless he is מרצה את חברי. Now, from this Gemara, there seems to be a certain kasha against Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda mentions a very big chidesh, which while it is a chidesh, but from the Rambam, it's much by the same way. Rabbi Yehuda says that on Kippur, there is a special mitzvah the rice of tshuva. Of course, tshuva, there is a chiyuv of tshuva all year. If a person, let's say, commits an avera on the morrow of Kippur, so we can say, that he has time to wait until the next Yom Kippur, a whole year. Then he'll do tshuva. He's mechuyev to do tshuva immediately. He doesn't have time to wait. So that's the mitzvah of tshuva, according to Ramban. So it's implicit in the mitzvah of the Shabto, or in the mitzvah of mitzvah, asher onich mitzvah chayim. So Rashi says it has reference to Kohatim Kule. The Ramban Chumash says that it has reference to the mitzvah of tshuva. And according to Ramban, so tshuva and vidu are all implicit in the mitzvah of the mitzvah. There is a mitzvah of tshuva, all year. But in Kippur, Rabbi Yehuda says, there is a special mitzvah of tshuva. Why? Because he has to kasha, Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, in Yume, Dalit Chuti Kaporei. Ova Odom Alesei, Lizos Nishom Hashem Echorei. Yiv Mun Dalit Chuti Kaporei. Ova Odom Alesei, Kiteshi Yiv Malkes. So tshuva teire. Ve'yim HaKippurim Mechaper. Or the Yerushalm formulated, tshuva Mechaper as Mechaper. And in Kippur, the other Mechaper. Krisis um dieses Besten, so tshuva lima kippurim teiru, wie die Suri mima, mima mit. Und chlashen, so only this is mechaper. Ive, tshuva lima kippur, plus die Suri, anat mechaper chlashen. So damit kuhi die Gabor. So hat die Kashi, so die Tore says, So the Torah says explicitly, so that means that all Averes, Yom Kippur is Mechaper. That's the kasha that Rabbi Yehuda raises. So Rabbi Yehuda says as follows, in Shaar Rishon. not the Shah Rizal, sorry. Nishar Levi. Sif Yudai. Valze Shomu Rabbi Seyu Zechenu Mivroch. Kautrises and Mrs. Besby Chuvay Machpurim Taylor. The Yisurim Imamriki, Imoki, Yeshelo. Valikos of Michel Hadisir with Nadishem Tito. Vachuve Bose, Kimash and Emma with Nadishem Tito. Zumit with a sail at you. שנחפה יסטרוכנו ונחקרו ונושוב על השם בימה כיפור ואף על פי שנשחייבנו על זה בחולייץ החיוב נעשה בימה כיפור והתהור אשר ביודענו היא התשובה בסיכון המעשים אבל מה שקוסו בקבלים הזה יחפה עליכם לתאר אסכם שהוא אומר על התהור שהשם יסבורך לתאר איזון מנעובי ומחפה לו למוקפור שלמה בימה כיפורים ולא ניסורים זה נאמר על מצסליס הזה אבל על פריסס ומיסס בלסני, תשובה לי בכיפורים תאילים וניסורים למור. So Ramini says, we have two halves in that passage. כי בעלים הזה יחפר עליכם מכל חטיסיכם לפני השם תיתור. שכבעלים הזה יחפר עליכם מכל חטיסיכם, even though it says מכל חטיסיכם, it doesn't mean all things, all of it. It means only as in races, not פריסס ומיסס בלסני. כפור את מורה cannot be attained for פריסס ומיסס בלסני. In the Kippur, only if it's got to do with Yisur. But the other half of the Pasuk, with the Hashem Tito, that implies a mitzvah. Kivalim azeh yechaper aleichem v'tayer eschem mikol chatiseichem implies effect. Kivalim azeh, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will be mechaper, will be mitayer. He'll be mechaper you completely for all averes of places. With the Hashem Tito is an imperative, it's a tzibur. With the Hashem Tito, ye shall purify yourself before God. So, the Hashem Tito is a mitzvah say. And from Roshan Rambam it appears the same thing. Even though the Rambam should mention it in the main mitzvahs, the Rambam mentions only one mitzvah, and mitzvah and gimel, of the mitzvah, to be children to be mitzvah, but he doesn't mention another mitzvah say. So that's because the Rambam has a cloud that even the rices that are deduced from the psukim, but they are not mifurash vatero, so they are not counted in the million talah. When Gibor and Moshe Psimoye says, Tayag mitzvahs never mention in Sinai, so it means Tayag mitzvahs never mention in Sinai is a traditional mikro, spelled out explicitly. But there are more than Tayag, there are the Jews. So this is the halacha with the Hashem Tito, the Hashem Tito, so we deduce from there that there is a chiyu to be entire ourselves, to purify ourselves, for all others. But to attain Kapore Jume, for all others, and Mikita, that's the intent. So, Tvayim azeh yechaper aleichem l'tayer eschem mikol chatiseichem. So it means l'tayer eschem completely mikol chatiseichem. Means only racism. If Hashem Titoro, all of us, we have to do tshuva. There is a special mitzvah of tshuva in Kippur. And from the Rambam's Loshon it's also mashma. The Rambam to Elbeis Nuches Tshuva Halocha Zion says as follows Yim HaKippurim Huzman Tshuva Lechol Leyochid Ulerabi Vulkeitz Nechileu Slicha Liyisroel Lefichol Chayorim Hakel Asis Tshuva Lisvani HaKippurim Why Chayorim Hakel? Lisvani Tshuva Lisvani HaKippurim? There is a mitzvah every day in the year. The Rambam mentioned to Yitalev Halocha Alev Mitzvah says Achas Yushi Yoshel Achetim Chatev Kna Lishem Liyisvade Nadavki Yitikar and the Marot Yitikar also. Why does he say here? Yim HaKippurim Uzman Tshuva Lechol Liyochid Ulerabim Vukeitz Michile Uslicha Yisrael Lefichol Chayovim Hakir Lasish Tshuva Ulisvadim Yim HaKippurim. There is a special chiyuv of Tshuva, a special chiyuv of Yidu for Yochid and the Rabbi. And that's why in the chiyuv of Tshuva a whole year Chiyosh Vachitim Chateret Nialishem Yisvadim. So there is no union of Yidu that I should be Yisvadim for the Avirus of the Rabbi. There is no chiyuv, but here we have to be svadim not only for our own averes, our own individual averes, even for the averes of the rabbi. Furthermore, the Yikash of Vidu, some modern authors, so they thought that this is inconsistent with the concept of Kibudah. So they omitted from the Marzerim, Avo Anachnu Varusenu Chotonu. And they just put in, Anachnu Chotonu, in Birnbaum's Marzer. He omitted it. because he thought that this is inconsistent with Kaddish of Michal Shemecho, such a chutzpah to say, Awa Nachna Rishin Chotano, but that's an integral part of the Vidu, only on Kippur. Or I can say it, we can say it on other days too, but on Kippur, we are mechuyev to say it. Why? Because on Kippur is Kate, is Manchuva Lechol, Liyochibu Lerabi. And the union of Vidu Liyochibu Lerabi. So Mimele, in order to realize the Vidu Lerabi, so we have to be swatted for the Averis of our ancestors too. Our Anachnu Vavu Tzeinu Chatam. Anyway, so we see from the Rosh and Rambam also that there is a special mitzvah of Tshuva and Vida in Kippur. Where is that mentioned? But that is deduced, as Rabbi Yehuda said, in the Pasuk of Lifnei Hashem Kitov. Tvayim Adei Yechaper Alichem Mitayor Eschem Mikol Chafiteichem is expressive of the Halacha of the Din that in Kippur is Mechaper, that the Rebbeinu Shel Mechaper, Lifnei Hashem Kitov is expressive of the mentality of the Tzibur, that we have to do Tshuva, we have to purify ourselves, we have to realize a process of purification and the truth. So, this is what Rabbi Yehuda says. So the question is, how can the Blaise of Nazareth deduces from the Pasuk with the Hashem Kitov that in Kippur is only Mechaper, Aver is not Mechaper, but Aver is not Mechaper, in Kippur is not Mechaper. Why? Because the Torah says, Lifnei Hashem. What does it mean? Lifnei Hashem, Aver is Neged Rebbeinu, but Aver is not Mechaper. So there is no tare, there is no kapot. So that would be all right if we were to assume that the Lifnei Hashem Kitov is expressive of a certain din of tare, of kapot, not of an imperative. So since the Torah says Lifnei Hashem Kitov, you become purified of all aveiros neged Hashem. But the implication being, but you will not become purified and you will not be atoned for the aveiros neged Kitov. So we understand. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, only the first step of the process is expressive of the din kapore. And in Kippur. Tzvayim azeh yechaper alichem mitayer eschem mikol chatiseichem. That is expressive of the din of kapore, that the Rebbeinu Shel Mechaper. But the second step of the process, Lifnei Hashem Kitov, is expressive of the tzivu, an imperative. Lifnei Hashem, before God you have to purify yourself. Before God you have to be tshuva. So how can we learn out from that? How can we learn out from there that Aviv Shimon Mechavere is not in Kippur Mechaper? So the drosha, the fact that Rebbe Zev Nazareh deduces from the expression Lifnei Hashem before God, you will become purified. It means you become purified and you become atoned for the Averes Neged Hashem, but you will not become purified and atoned for the Averes Neged people, Neged Meodom, unless you are Misakris Amuvas. You appease the people that you want. But if with the Hashem Kitov is not expressive of the Din Kapore, that the Rebbeinu Shel Yom is Mechaper to our Averes. But with the Hashem Kitov, as Rabbi Yehuda says, is expressive of the Tzivu, of an imperative, with the Hashem, before God, thou, ye shall purify yourself. Ye shall purify yourself. Ye shall do Tshuva. So Mimele, of course it goes without saying, that Rabbi Nazari couldn't say that the special mitzvah of Tshuva and in Kippur only applies to Aveiros Shel Mechaper and not Aveiros Shel Mechaper. I mean, that is inconceivable. So how can we understand the drosha of Rabbi Nazari? I think that if we'll take notice of a certain gemara in Rosh Hashanah, we'll be able to understand the drosha of Rabbi Nazari so well that on the contrary, it will not conflict with Rabbi Yehuda's Chiddush, but it will confirm, it will corroborate Rabbi Yehuda's Chiddush, that the Hashem Kitov is not expressive merely of the Din Kapore, but is expressive also of an imperative, of a tzivu, of purifying ourselves before the Rebbeinu Shel. So let's take notice of a certain Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. I'm referring to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that Yudzayim Omid Beis. I forgot to put in that in the Marim Kedis. That's the Gemara I forgot. Shalo Bruya Hagiyeres. Yudzayim Omid Beis Rosh Hashanah. Shalo Bruya Hagiyeres. Eschavu Namir. A certain lady, Hagiyeres. So she raised the question before Rabbi Namir. Ksivit Eraschem אשר מביס אופונים ולמי קשיח. That the Rebbeinu Shel Olam does not lift, so to speak, his countenance, his face, to you. Uchsiv Yisu Adishem Ponevelach. So there seems to be an apparent contradiction. In the Pasuk, Kasher Yisu Ponim Lo Yikashecha, is implicit that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam does not show his figurative face to a sinner who is doing tshuva. And the Pasuk, Yisu Adishem Desim Betaskeen, Yisu Adishem Ponevelacho, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Hashem, will lift his countenance, his figurative face, to you, unto you, implies that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam does turn to the sinner who is doing to them. So there is a stira. So there is a stira. Mitpalo Rabbi Yisake, Omar lo, El Shelucho Moshe, Vimo Adovo Deye, Le Odom Shenei Shebechavei Reimono, Vekoba Le Zman Bifnei Amelach. So that can be compared to a person, let's say Reuben, borrowed 100 zoos, $100 from Shimon. And in the presence of the king, Shimon fixed the date. Let's say, after a year, you'll pay me the $100 in the presence of the king. And he swore, in the life of the king, that Reuben swore that he will pay it. He'll pay it to Shimon at the end of the year. He gives man the report. So then the year expired, but Reuben didn't pay up the debt to the $100. So, but he swore the high Amalek, so he committed a wrong against the king. So he came to the king to appease the king, because he sinned against the king. Probably fires his Amalek. So he came to the king to appease the king, to pacify the king. Vomalei, so the king responded, Albeni Mochalo, that transgression that you committed against me in swearing falsely in my life, so that I forgive. But Leichu Paises Chaveicho, but you did not only commit a transgression, a wrong against me, the king, you also committed a great wrong against Shimon. You borrowed from him $100 and you pledged that you return to him the $100 by the end of the year, and you failed to do it. So you committed a wrong against the person. So it's not enough that you appeased me. Leichu Pius es Chaveicho, you have to appease, you have to pacify Shimon. Hochanam. So similarly, we can reconcile the two psukim. One pasuk says, Asher Yisafar, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam does not show his face to the sinner who is willing to do tshuva. Of course, we are talking only of the sinner who is ready to do tshuva. And the other pasuk says, Yisu Adishem Ponevelacho, that if a person sins, but then he's willing to do tshuva. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam accepts him, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam allows him to stand before him and to show, if so to speak, he's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's figurative face to the sinner who is doing tshuva, so Hename kam ba'avir eshino do emot. The pasuk of Yisu Adishem Ponevelacho, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is ready to meet the sinner who is doing tshuva, has reference to a sinner who committed avir eshino do emot. And if he's doing tshuva, so the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is ready to show his face to the sinner and to forgive him. But kam the pasuk, Asher lo yis oponim, so as reference to a sinner who committed aveiros against men, v'nodem l'chaveirim, so there it's asher lo yis oponim. So even though the sinner is doing tshuva, he cries, he's misvadeh before the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, but the Rebbeinu Shel Olam doesn't want him to stand before him. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is not willing to show his countenance, so to speak, to that sinner, until he's misakeh zamubos. And until his misakeh zamubos, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam does not allow him to stand before him. So now we can understand the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that we have two halves in the pasuk. The first half of the pasuk is expressing Tlanim adi lechafer alechem, L'tayer eschem, Mikol chatiseichem, is expressive of the din of tshuva, of kapor. That the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, if we do tshuva, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will be mechaper us. is not expressive of an imperative of the tzivu, of the command. The other half of the force is, lifnei Hashem titov, before Hashem, ye shall purify yourself, is expressive of an imperative, of a tzivu, ye shall. You are obligated, and Yom Kippur, to purify yourself, to do tshuva, and to be misvad, lifnei Hashem, before God. So the expression is, lifnei Hashem titov, the tshuva takes place with lifnei Hashem. That means that when we do tshuva, so the Rebbeinu Shalom will show his countenance, his face, so to speak. But ba'avirei shel nodom l'chaveirei, there is a posik of Hashem. Even if the sinner is doing tshuva before Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shalom does not accept it. He doesn't want that person, that sinner, to stand before him in tshuva, in his mood of tshuva, as long as he hasn't been misakires amuves, as he wasn't nifayes as chaveirei. So, there is no kasha against Rabbi Yehine. True, that this part of the pasuk is expressive of a tzivu, of an imperative. So the question, and of course, the tzivu implies not only that we should purify ourselves of the averes nodon lokim, but also that we are obligated to purify ourselves of the averes nodon chaveirei. But the Torah uses the expression, lifnei Hashem. What does it mean, lifnei Hashem? That we have to stand before God. But Hashem is so funny, so we can't stand before God. To stand lifnei Hashem means that the Rebbeinu Shalom is willing to show his face, so to speak. But binodim chaveirei, so Ram Gamliel, Rabbi Sakeyan said that we cannot stand before God because the Rebbeinu Shalom will not show his face to us, so we can stand before God. So that's the raya. That seems the Torah uses the expression lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem means that the Rebbeinu Shalom will be made upon us. He'll show his face, so to speak, to us, as we do tshuva. But there is a posik, Hashem is upon him. And that posik of Hashem is upon him, Ram Gamliel Rabbi Sakeyan said, has reference to one who sinned in Averes, Shalom Chaveirei. And even though he's willing to do tshuva, but as long as he wasn't Mifayas as Chaveirei, so Lord is upon him. So we can't stand before God. So that's the raya. That Averes Shalom Chaveirei is in the Makipurim, in the Makipurim Chaveirei. Now, the Birkei Eisik that was written by the Chido so he mentions the Loshon of the Birkei Eisik. So the Birkei Eisik and in Hilchos Yom Kippurim and the Simen in Shulchan Aruch about Averes shel nodom l'chaveirei Ein Yom Kippurim Mechaper. So he mentions a certain day, he doesn't say who it is, but actually, and the Birkei Eisik, the Chiddush himself is Chayvei Kandetsi. But that is the Shite of the Chayvei Salvos. That's the washing of the Birkei Eisik. Yesh li shekosa. Dim rishov mi avere shebeni lechaverei, gam avere shebeni limoke meni mischapa. Ve'asnuchu amasnis. So there is someone who says that the halacha mentioned by Rav Lezer ben Azar, lifnei Hashem titov, avere shebenodom limoke meni makipurim mechapa, avere shebenodom lechaverei, eini makipurim mechapa, doesn't only imply that if a person has sinned, he committed violence against people. So, even though he does tshuva, but until he's mifayes as chaveirei, that the person whom he wronged, so the makipurim is not mechaper. It implies more than that. It's striking chiddush. So he says, See, that even if a person was saying the gazel, he gazel or hit people. In addition, he ate the veil and he ate treifes. He wore shatnas. He was mechal yonter. So, and then, and he also doesn't. Then he does tshuva. For the avir of nevele, treife, for chinyote, for wearing shatnas. But he was not nefayis, the person whom he loved. So not only that he can't get kapore. For the avir of zele, he cannot even get kapore. For the avir of nevele and treife, for the whole of shatnas. So he doesn't say who said it. So the Chiddush says, "Vani eime yalunicha leyomarai bach." He doesn't like that. It's such a slight difference. So miu, he mentions other svarim, other mechal. Kosa b'shem kamo, perushim b'chol zman shalei herzres chaverei afilu mashe v'nodem leimotim mechal. They did say like that. Even though the Birkei Yosef, the Chiddush, doesn't like that, such a chiddush, it's a terrific chumra. In other words, if a person committed to averes, he ate chazer, and he doesn't, and then he does tshuva for eating chazer, for eating treifa, for eating neveila, and he also does tshuva for zera too, but he wasn't nifayis es chaver, he wasn't nifayis chaver. So then, not only doesn't he get kapore for the avere of zera, he doesn't even get kapore for eating chazer, for the avere of treifes, neveila, and so on. So there are many, so the Kafachayim says that there are many before she would say that. He doesn't mention any names. He probably has reference to Achim, because if he had reference to the Chivas Alvoris, he would have mentioned the Chivas Alvoris. So he says, Vani, in the Mechaber of the Kafachayim, in other words, that's Reb Yaakov Chaim Sefer, his Vardi, Godwood, big God. So he says, Vani Kosafti Doni, the Sefer Inus the Yaakov, to whose base the Shabbos sugar. So then there is a diminution. He expresses that in a couple of terms. But what he means is there is a diminution in the kapor. So in other words, he also agrees with that. But he mentions that the Birkei Yosef, the Chiddush, says it, and the Chiddush rejects it. But as much as he is expressing for such a big chiddush, but the Chiddush Alvove says so explicitly. Now I have here two translations of the Chiddush Alvove. One is the usual translation, the old translation by Rabbi Levi, and then I have a modern translation. So let me take the translation by Rabbi Levi. So in Shara Tshuva, the Chiddush Alvove. In Shara Tshuva, Perek Daled, he says as follows. Avul Gidrei HaTshuva Im Avod. Gidrei HaTshuva means the elements of Tshuva, the constituents of Tshuva. Our four. Horishin HaHarot, HaHarot HaRova. Our Mashi Kidim Ben Aveitz. Of all the sins that he committed before. V'asheni Sheyazvein V'yosomen. V'asheni Sheyazvein V'yosomen. The second element, the second constituent. So there is a big difference between Tnoi HaTshuva and Gidrei HaTshuva. Gidrei HaTshuva means the elements, the constituents of Tshuva, without which it's not a Tshuva. Tnoi HaTshuva is like Dar Tshuva, except Rabbi Yehuda uses the Lashon Dar Tshuva, and Rabbi Chaim Salvovitz uses the Lashon Tnoi HaTshuva. I don't know what kind of a Lashon he used in Arabic, but in the translation, so the term used is Tnoi HaTshuva. So the elements of Tshuva are four. One is Charotah. Number two is Sheyazvei, the Yosomen. The Ashlishi, the third element is Sheyisvadabem, the Yivaki Shamchilalei. So that is a constituent insofar as Kapor is concerned, but insofar as the Afkoa Shem Roshe is concerned, as I mentioned before, it's not a necessary constituent, because the Shem Roshe can be Poka even without Bakosh's Kapor, even without Vidu, but in regard to Kapor, so that's a necessary element. It's Miyakiv Kapor. Number four, V'olvi Shein Kapor, that's Kapor Lahab. V'olvi Shein Kapor al Nafshe, Shel Yoshev La'aseison, V'libeyu Matzpunet. Right. So that's the Gidrei HaTshuva. That's the constituents of Tshuva. Now, that's in Shah, in Perek Daled of Shah HaTshuva. Then, in Perek Hei, he discusses Darak HaTshuva, as the Chesed HaLevavos calls it, Knoyin Gidrei HaTshuva. The conditions of the constituents of Tshuva. Those that are necessary in order to preserve the Gidrei HaTshuva. That's the Tnoi Gidrei HaTshuva, the Rabbi Meir. So he says, the Tnoi Gidrei HaTshuva are very numerous. In other words, he's not disposed, the Rabbi Bachir is not disposed to ameliorate, to spell out all the Darak HaTshuva. They're very numerous. Ach eskia mehem esrim Tnoi. Esrim Tnoi. But it's important, he's going to mention only 20 Darak HaTshuva. Univoya b'chol gedam Gidrei HaTshuva chamisha Tnoi. So in other words, it's all classified. You see, he has four constituents of Tshuva. Charot Eloba, Azir Sachet, Kabbalah Lahabe, Vidu, Kabbalah Kapor. Four constituents. Now, these four are Miyakiv. Three are Miyakiv in that Persian Roshi. The fourth one is only Miyakiv in Kapor. That's Vidu and Bakosh Kapor. It's only Miyakiv in Kapor. But they are Miyakiv. So, they are four constituents of Tshuva. So then, each constituent of Tshuva has five conditions preceding. In other words, to the effectiveness of each constituent. So in other words, so four times five is 20. So he's only mentioning 20 tnoim, 20 darki Tshuva. And each constituent has five tnoim, five darki Tshuva. So, we are not concerned with the Darak HaTshuva under the heading of Charote or Azir Sachet, but we are only concerned with the Tnoyei HaTshuva under the heading of the fourth constituent, namely Kabbalah Lahab. One of the constituents of Tshuva is Kabbalah Lahab. Now, so let's see here. This is Perek Hei. At the end of Perek Hei, so he says that there are five tnoim in the constituent of Kabbalah Lahab. So he says, one of the tnoim of the constituent of Kabbalah Lahab will be the fourth tnoim in the constituent of Kabbalah Lahab, sheyoshif agzeres v'yimna min averes v'yoref mehazakar azokas kol avroim. So one of the Darak HaTshuva under the heading of the constituent of Kabbalah Lahab is that he has to be misaken some of us. He has to rectify all the wrong that he did to people. In other words, and he should refrain from damaging and harming people. Kmoi shekosu, chaveu yoshi, rosho, zero yishal. There's a posik in Cheskel. V'yoma, there is a posik in Yev, Perek Yudale, imoven biyodecho, if there is iniquity in thy hands, so hachikeu, put it far away. Then thou shalt lift up thy face without blemish. So that implies that one of the Darak HaTshuva under the category, under the constituent of Kabbalah Lahab is to rectify the wrong to done to me. Now, so it's not only one time that the Chiddush HaLevavos mentions it. Then in Perek Zion, he discusses Mafsidei HaTshuva, those factors that are destructive of Tshuva, that do not allow the Tshuva to be preserved. That's the same thing as Darak HaTshuva. What does Darak HaTshuva mean? In order to preserve the Tshuva, you have to embark upon the path of Tshuva. You cannot do Tshuva and remain driving on the lane of sin. That's impossible. So you have to embark upon the path of Tshuva. So he says, Mafsidei HaTshuva, one of the destructive factors of Tshuva, so Rabbi Meir, but then he mentions just a few. So he says, Umimapsidi Achuve, that's at the end of Perek Zayin. So he says, Umimapsidi Achuve, Damke, what is destructive of the effectiveness of Chuve, that is, Sheyi Ashov, Shov Mixas Aveino, Umas Mid Oxosom. כמו שיצא מן האוויר שבין לבין המוקים ויושב מהם ולא יצא ממה שיש בינו ובין לאודם מגזל ואינוי ובניבו ועדינו לזה ובזה נאמר הרגן דפוסק ניה פרק ד' אם אובן להיות הוחקי So in other words, one of the מפסידי התשובה is if a person committed אווירס בין אודם למוקים מאוד לחווירה and he does תשובה and the אווירס מאוד למוקים and he does not try to rectify the wrong In the Averis and Elchaveri. So that's Matzi the Chuvet. Now, what does it mean? It's Matzi the Chuvet. We couldn't say, now let's say, suppose a person ate the bear. That's an Averis not in the market. And he's supposed to lay this in the rice, it's an Averis she is for Malkus. But, in addition, he was either an Averis not in the Chaveri. He was made to Shemra against the person. That's also out of the rice, but Malkus there is. Only under certain circumstances, Mitzvah Shemra Alish say, so there is a special halacha that he gets malchus. But any other Mitzvah Shemra, somebody will be Mitzvah Shemra against the person, fabricate the story that a certain person committed murder and it's Vodum Veriya. So it's a tremendous avere, but malchus there is. So he doesn't become postulatus in the rice. So for even the avere, he becomes postulatus in the rice because it's an avere, shaving for malchus. If he's made to Shemra al-Khavere, as serious as it is, but he doesn't become postulatus in the eyes. And then, what is postulatus? Because he is Nevela. Then he does shoot for the Avera of Nevela. But he's not Nefayis, the person whom he slandered. So, could the Chesavovi say that he doesn't become postulatus? He couldn't say that. So, when the Chesavovi says that if a person, was did not try, was either Avera Shemodel Mokin, Avera Shemodel Havere, and he did Chuve for Avera Shemodel Mokin, and even if he did Chuve and Avera Shemodel Havere also, but he wasn't Mephias as Havere, so then it's Matsi the Chuve, and he only means it's Matsi the Chuve, he can get Kakore and the Avere of another Mokin, but the Shem Roshe in the Avere of Nivere is Poka. The Shem Roshe in the Avere of Benodum and Mokim is Poka, but insofar as Kapor is concerned, so then we have Aloha of Dalki Chuve, and if he was not Mifayas as Havere in the Avere Shenodum Havere, so then it's Miakev the Kapore, even for the Avere Shenodum Mokim. That's the Shite that the Birki Yosef mentions, which the Birki Yosef rejects, but the Chalot Avoveis has the same sheet. From the Rambam it's not mashma. From the Rambam it's mashma that the halacha that Avere Shenodel Havere in the Mashipuri Mechapei only implies that he cannot get kaporet for the Avere of the Nodom Havere. But kaporet for the Avere Shenodel Mokheim he can get. Like the Birki Yosef. But this is the shite. This is the shite of the Chesavos. Now there is another kasha. Here the Mishneh. The Mishneh in Yumek says, Ezutora Shavlesa Ben Azariye, Avere Shenodo Lemokei Yimakipurim Mechaper, Avere Shenodo Lechavere, Ein Yimakipurim Mechaper, Ein Yimakipurim Mechaper. How do we know? We deduce it from the posit of Lifnei Adishem Tito, Lifnei Hashem. As we explained it, with Gemara Rosh Hashono, of Shoar Lo Blu Yagiris, Esram Gamliya. All right. So the mokia for this aloha, that Avere Shenodel Havere, there couldn't be any kapore, is the posik of Mishneh Adishem Tito. But there is a similar aloha mentioned in the Morin Bomotamut, which reduces it from another posik, not from the posik of Mishneh Adishem Tito.